lot of good teams, and he's trying to go out there.
How's it going?
Any interviews you've had, any just general stuff, anything in particular?
Yeah, it's been fun. I got to, you know, feel a little bit of your football knowledge, and that's been the best part of it. It's been a while since I've talked to the board and talked to the coach. I know what they're doing, and
I was gifted the speed, so I don't know, you know, kind of use it best, but just the best I can.
Do okay with that? Besides that pure speed, what else do you want to be known for as a receiver?
Well, just not being a one-dimensional guy who can move around different positions, play everything. Just be explosive, really. I just don't want to be a guy who can just go deep. You know? I want to be able to do a lot of things in my game.
There's a lot of comparisons to DeSean Jackson, Brandon Cooks. I know you have a relationship with DeSean. But what's some of the things you've been able to gather from DJ?
I just basically how to use my speed, when to turn it on, when to turn it off. You know, growing up, I never really had no one to monitor me on that. I just kind of basically was just running out there. And I just basically, so I was so gifted with speed, I just use that versus a lot of people. You know, as you get older, a lot of people get faster, a lot of people get smarter. You can't just run past everybody because people's techniques, you know, change, and everyone is better. I'm going to try. I don't want to say too much. Like, I'm just everything. But I'm going to try. I'm definitely going to go for it. 4-3. Flat.
Yeah. Have you talked to DeSean about preparing for this week at
all? Yeah, I was just with DeSean last week.
And kind of explosive. Him
basically telling me,
obviously, that garners a lot of attention.
Calm down. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
I had the medical scan. I assume they looked at your knees pretty closely.
Yeah, went good. Knees were stable. Didn't hear nothing negative back from the knees. So everything went good, as I expected.
What was the key for you from becoming a big-time kick returner to becoming a big-time receiver?
Just not wanting to have that label on myself. Not wanting to just be that guy who can return kicks. I didn't want to be known
what
for
you
that.
Did has you
wanted
to be, kind of quote NFL
to be more
ready.
Than just, like I said earlier, more than just a deep threat, more than just a guy who can return kicks. I wanted to be more of a complete receiver for my team.
So how did you get to that point, then?
Just with the help of the coaches, that confidence level, film, and just me working on my craft every day.
When you talk to DeSean, did he say anything like, see him in Philly or something like that? You know?
See me in Philly, like, that's where he's going to end up?
Yeah,
no, we never had talks like that or anything. He just enjoyed the process also, I guess, just waving out.
How many teams did you meet with that, John?
I think I met with 11 teams.
What stood out to you about your
Eagles, any one of them?
At the Senior Bowl.
Sorry?
Were the Eagles one of them?
Not yet.
Scheduled?
What stood out to you about your interactions with the
Eagles
throughout the Senior Bowl week and things that they were able to
come in? I think once. I think I talked to them once.
Do you plan on meeting with the Eagles? Is that on your schedule?
I think it is on my schedule. We got all type of schedules and stuff. It's so much moving around, hopefully.
Does that kick return ability, you think, sets you apart from other wide receivers they're talking about early?
I think it definitely shows, like, more versatility, and I think teams pay attention to stuff like that. So I'm not sure how much they care about that. They're not going to take me just because, you know, there's a lot of great receivers also. So I don't think it shows that much separation.
Have you talked to Tennessee?
I have talked to Tennessee.
You mentioned several times a teammate of yours, Deontay Cooper, as kind of an inspiration when you were rehabbing from your injuries. I mean, just because of the fact that he went through three ACLs, or did he give you advice and stuff during it?
Well, both. That's something that's hard to overcome. Especially me going through it once. Like, I would never wish that on anyone or anything.
These drills that are coming up where you're going to have to throw with it to an unfamiliar receiver.
More amazing. I've never seen a frown on his face. He's always so positive. Every day he comes in with a high energy. I'm just happy to be where he is. It's good to be around someone like that. Yeah, it went well. We talked more about position with my receiver, and just basically background information and stuff like that. But it went very well.
Do you see you fitting in the box of their run-based offense? Typically, like bigger receivers, but did you guys talk about that aspect, run blocking?
Not really, because I feel like I can adjust to any offense that wants to send me an offense. So we didn't really talk about whether my size would be, you know, a problem or anything. A lot. I think everybody in that program who goes to that program would be prepared for anything in life just because it's going to football. But definitely it's a good transition to go from Coach Pete into the NFL just because they bring so much to the table.
Did your injury set you back at all? I mean, are you 100%
of your offensive team
back from your injury, just from speed-wise?
How much
agility?
Did it help you, and how excited are you for James?
I feel better. I feel stronger. And I think it helped me throughout my career.
How much are you watching the other receivers in this draft class? What do you think separates you from those guys?
Speed. I think speed. There's a difference in speed. Not too much in a lot of things. I just think that's where I stand out the most. But we do have a lot of good receivers in this class.
John, what sets you apart though? You're one of the three guys that are projected first round guys.
Right.
What do you think sets you apart from the other two?
The speed. Definitely the speed. I know Mike is a big. He can also be a deep threat, but he's more of a bigger guy. Corey Davis is a complete guy also, but I just think that I'm faster than those guys. I think that's what shows up more than our three films.
A willing downfield blocker, a guy who can go against the press coverage. Is that, and you're a smaller guy.
Right.
Talk about those aspects.
I'm just all for my teammates. Not so much just individual. I'll do whatever it takes to help my team win, put us in the best position, you know, to move further.
When are you having surgery on the shoulder?
March 14th.
March 14th. Why did you decide to put it off?
Just because I wanted to compete. I wanted to come here and enjoy this process. You know, it's not everyone can do this. Just being thankful and blessed to be in this opportunity, I wanted to come out and compete versus other guys.
And how long is the recovery?
I'm not sure, actually. I have post-op, pre-op coming soon, so I will know all the details very soon.
Because the McKinley kid from UCLA said it's 4, 5, 6 months.
Yes, it's around that time, though. I know that for sure.
That puts you a little up against him to make the season.
No, I'll be fine for the season.
Deshaun, how much did that help you as far as developing as wide receiver?
It helped a lot, just because he, like I said earlier, he controlled. He showed me how to control my speed. He showed me how to calm down and just relax and have fun. Like before, I just kind of figured, you know, I'm faster than this guy, I can outrun this guy. And all the time that don't work. Like when you, for example, you going against a great corner like Sidney Jones or Kevin King, those guys they'll defeat the speed but with good technique. So it was good for him, you know, me to get in with Deshaun and learn how to use it, to learn when to use it, how to turn it on and turn it off.
Are there any other NFL receivers that you emulate, look to, that kind of thing?
Brady Cooks, T.Y. Hill, guys like that.
What is it about Cooks?
Cooks, his explosiveness, his deep threat ability, the catch and go piece, he's really great.
Do you know him at all?
I do know Brady. Yeah, I was actually, took my trip, he's my host.
You went up against him a lot in practice.
One-on-ones, team periods, a lot.
Okay, he was known as pretty physical. I mean, how did you get used to going up against him and the punch that he likes to throw?
You said he was pretty physical?
Yeah, he's pretty physical.
Well, we work a lot of like press coverage and releases. It's kind of hard going against each other because we know both of our tendencies. So, you know, we both got each other real good.
What do you expect to run tomorrow, John?
Under 4.3. That's what I plan to run.
You've been doing that in training, I'm sure?
Yeah. Really good. No problems. No problems.
How'd you meet Deshaun?
So Deshaun is from Long Beach. We're from the same area.
Okay, right.
Yeah, mutual friends and everything.
Who's doing your surgery?
Dr. G, University at my university.
Okay. And who are you training with?
Evo down in Santa Ana.
Deshaun Watson here. Did you say anything to Deshaun Watson here about that?
Yeah,
we saw before the surgery.
Yes.
Have you stayed in touch with Brandon Cooks at all?
I talked to Brandon about 2 weeks ago.
What about?
I'm sorry.
What about?
Just ask how he was doing. You know, just keep it in touch. You know, it's always good to keep a good relationship.
Yeah, he might get drafted.
after the Senior Bowl, they're saying he's Kirk Cousins. I mean, second Cooks, round area, something like
similarities
that.
Between
what are your
game
expectations?
Definitely, with the explosion piece, like I was saying earlier, the catch and go, he has the ball in space and just stuff like that.
How do you explain, like, a lot of talent evaluators, they a guy that's not 6 feet, you know, they don't want to draft them high in the first round. How do you explain your value to someone in that position?
No, but you heard the history. We got a lot of great guys who set great examples. That's where I put Deshaun, guys, T.Y. Hill.
So he's been saying it all year.
All those guys are 6 foot, and they're very productive.
What is that? He's not even quarterbacks are supposed to win games. That's how you're measured.
Guys,
the championship team has got to mean something. Yeah, that's just a stat stuff, doesn't it, you think?
For sure. Not as tall as they expect.
What was your height and weight when they measured you?
I was 5'7.5", 188.
We didn't win the championship this year, but to win some of the games is different.
What's the top thing you get asked about when you're in the meetings with NFL coaches and GMs?
What are my strengths and weaknesses? That's pretty much it.
If you look at teams and say, what did they say, there's an opportunity there where they need a quarterback or this is an offense where I think I might fit, do you feel yourself like doing that when you're thinking about places you might end up?
Yeah, I think it's natural.
Strength's definitely speed. and my weakness is probably physicality. Just knowing when to be physical, how to be physical, because there's a lot of guys who's going to see me as a smaller guy, as going to want to press
opportunity experience.
What made you so successful with all the touchdowns?
I think versatility, being able to play more than one position, moving here and around in the offense, and get open in space.
What are some of the toughest questions you've gotten in interviews so far?
That's a good question.
No crazy nutty questions?
Yeah, no. Because I don't really have a crazy background or anything. So I don't think I really got too many, like, tough questions.
But I mean, like, stuff like Pat Mahomes just said, they asked me if I was an animal, would I be a cat or a dog? I mean, any psych
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so I haven't heard anything like that.
Not close enough.
Have you talked to the Saints at all?
No, not yet.
John, have you talked to the Steelers at all since you've been
here? I had talked to the Steelers.
How did that meet him?
It went great. Mike Tomlin's a great guy. It was great meeting him.
Heard the news. Ben's planning on retiring.
Do you see some similarities between your game and Antonio Brown's?
As far as versatility, yes. I feel like if I keep working, I can get up to somewhere in that ability and just do things that he can do. But we favor about the same height and explosiveness.
As you work in the NFL, what do you think you need to, what's the next evolution of your game to make sure you're
football, mental, just I have to be able to know read coverages, I have to be smart, and just basically work on my craft every single day and get better, continue to get better, because those guys, they already know what's going on, they're smarter in the league and everything.
You run
physical? No, because I'll get stronger. I played the season with a messed up shoulder, so I'll get stronger and I'll just continue working.
Do you feel like Washington had a pretty good secondary? How much did that help against guys like that all the time in practice?
I think it prepared all of our receivers. So when we got in the game, we kind of didn't have too much to worry about because we felt like we were already seeing the best. So I think it prepared us very well versus everyone we saw.
Do you feel like this, because you run so fast, you have to, I'm more than a speed guy?
Yeah, and that was one of my big emphases this year coming in. I didn't want to just be just a speed guy. So I wanted to use my speed to help me get better in different ways. So that's what I did. And I kind of just focused on less of the speed guy, more intermediate routes, and just playing better than what people just thought I would.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good job.